Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 79. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 43. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 68. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. High temperatures reach up to 77 Thursday under clear skies. 65 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 73 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. A total of 8 farm sites and residences were threatened by a wildfire in Gary County. Roxanne Stewart has the story.
Fire officials got word of the blaze at U.S. 77 and Skiddy West Road in the southwestern part of the county around 1:30 Friday afternoon. A total of 35 units and crews along with an air tanker from Hutchinson fought the blaze, and losses included a heifer calf, a semi-flatbed trailer, 1,550 round bales of hay along with fence posts, gates, and barbed wire. The loss is estimated to be roughly $122,000. Investigation into the cause of the fire is ongoing.
Stephen Gillenwater, 45, of Bristow, Oklahoma, is being held on a $100,000 bond in the Dickinson County Jail in Abilene following his arrest this past weekend in connection with sexual exploitation of a child, authorities announced this morning. This is Kansas Information Network News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, announced a total of $1 million in awards to 6 recipients to address asthma, radon, and other indoor air health risks, including $175,000 to Kansas State University. These cooperative agreements will advance national policy and systems-level change to reduce indoor air risks and yield measurable environmental and public health benefits. EPA Region 7 Administrator Meg McAllister said that with this funding, Kansas State University will continue their important work operating a national radon hotline and a website where affordable radon test kits can be purchased. She said radon can't be seen or smelled, so it's essential that people test their homes for this leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers, especially considering that many homes in the region have a high potential for elevated radon levels. Kansas State University will work to reduce lung cancer deaths by supporting radon testing and mitigation, and this includes operating the national hotline and website, conducting performance assessments of common consumer-grade digital radon monitors, selling radon test kits, and working to increase the number of credentialed radon professionals. Organizations that were awarded $175,000 each for the first year of the 3-year cooperative agreements includes, among others, the American Lung Association, Public Health Institute, and the National Center for Healthy Housing. To learn more about radon, asthma, and indoor air quality, you can visit epa.gov/radon. Medicare open enrollment is now open and continues through December 7, 2024. And this period is the opportunity for Kansas seniors to change their Medicare benefits if they determine action is necessary. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, MD of Kansas, has launched a new website, marshall.senate.gov/medicare-open-enrollment, to help Kansas seniors navigate the Medicare open enrollment season. and Kansas seniors can use this webpage to research Medicare benefit plans, find resources for benefits counseling, learn about avoiding scams, and read about other important information related to Medicare open enrollment. Kansas seniors with questions about open enrollment or Medicare in general can call Senator Marshall's Salina office to speak with a casework specialist at 785-829-9000, or you can visit his website at marshall.senate.gov for more information. Governor Kelly recently announced that the 2024 Kansas Economic Report shows growth in the state's labor workforce, continued low unemployment, and record exports. The report, produced by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor, comprehensively analyzes the state's economic health and labor market trends. The annual publication highlights critical data on employment, unemployment, labor force participation, job growth, personal income, and more, providing an essential resource for businesses, policymakers, and job seekers. The report also discusses long-term demographic trends, citing concerns about the state's aging population and declining numbers of younger workers, which could pose challenges to future labor force sustainability. So to address the issues, the Kansas Department of Commerce has been working with businesses to attract new talent. And to do that, they recently launched their Love Kansas campaign to bring those who left the state back to their roots in Kansas. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
As cold and flu season approaches, Norton County Hospital and Clinics is here to keep you healthy. Follow these simple tips to stay well. Wash up often and scrub hands for at least 20 seconds. Cough into your elbow to prevent spreading germs. Avoid sharing food and utensils. Get the shot. The flu vaccine is your best defense. Keep your distance from anyone who's sick. And if you're feeling unwell, stay at home and recover. Stay healthy and enjoy a flu-free season.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, October 16th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Jason Jones, Jim Miller, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Andrew Black, and Dale Jacobson, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the October 2, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. There were 12 building permits presented for approval. An interim Chamber Director, Darla Beasley, reported on the Chamber's upcoming activities. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the request for an axe-throwing trailer to be set up in the city parking lot behind 110 Bar and Grill from 6 p.m. to midnight on October 25, 2024. The motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn reported that the county commissioners are in agreement with the task force to address the Prairie Hills Apartments, and Commissioner Matchett will be part of the task force. Chief of Police Jay Sharp reported on department activities, and City Administrator James Maru stated that the lead service line survey has been submitted. He said now that the service line material has been identified, they must provide those customers having service lines known to be lead, galvanized, requiring replacement, or any unknown line materials with notification of the dangers of lead. James stated 140 customers were identified and the information on the dangers of lead would be mailed on Friday. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the applications for curb and sidewalk replacement at 114 and 116 East Park. The motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the application for curb and sidewalk replacement at 510 East Washington, and the motion carried. And Gerald Jones thanked the electric department for their work on the recent outage. Gerald then reported that the Public Safety Committee met and discussed the impound lot. Gerald also said that he had concerns brought to him regarding the speeding pickup traffic on State Street coming from the north down to the south. Norton Chief of Police Jay Sharp stated that the police department will increase their watch in that area. Gerald stated that he was also asked about the replacement of the brick streets with the upcoming proposed sales tax, and Gerald suggested the ad hoc committee address and discuss this at their next meeting. Andrew Black scheduled a utility committee meeting for 4 p.m. on October 24th. Jason Jones reminded everyone of the personnel committee meeting at 3:30 p.m. on October 31st. Dale Jacobson rescheduled the ad hoc meeting for 4 p.m. on October 25th. and Dell gave a report from the League of Kansas Municipalities annual conference he attended last week. Dennis Gilhausen scheduled a finance committee meeting for 4 p.m. on October 22nd. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dell Jacobson to transfer $69,334.75 from the special pool sales tax fund to the general fund to cover the deficit for the 2024 pool season. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance 20 as a whole, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Dell Jacobson to adjourn, so the council adjourned at 6:29 p.m. Logan resident Marvin O. Gaines passed away on October 15, 2024. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday, October 23rd at 10:30 a.m. in the Logan Christian Church with Pastor Joel Heisterman officiating, and the service will be streamed live on the Olive Bovey Memorial Chapel Facebook page. Burial will follow in the Pleasant View Cemetery in Logan, and he will lie in state from 12 to 8 today, Tuesday, October 22nd at the Logan Funeral Home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Cross Country Team or the Norton Archery Club for safety education, and online condolences can be left at olivebovey.com. The Logan Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. A speedy harvest season is getting faster. Gary Crawford has the latest.
The way things are going these days for corn and soybean harvesting,
it looks like we are going to wrap up this harvest earlier than normal.
A lot earlier than normal, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
We continue with open weather across much of the plains, the Midwest, the South, and with very few exceptions, we are rolling along very quickly on this autumn fieldwork season.
First, for corn.
Producers are starting to switch now from soybeans, which were mostly harvested early, back to corn. And that has put the harvest number for corn up to 65% by the 20th of October.
That's 13% more than average.
And so that just leaves very little of the corn in harm's way at this point.
Meanwhile, look at soybeans.
And it's the same story.
Same story. As we start this week, producers have brought in 81% of their beans. That's 14% ahead of average. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Speaking of soybeans, the Kansas soybean harvest 70% complete, near 67% last year, and ahead of the 54% average. Corn-wise, 83% of the Kansas corn harvest is complete versus 79% last year and ahead of the five-year average of 75%. Sorghum harvest, 53% complete, near 52% last year and ahead of the 46% average. Now, 78% of the Kansas winter wheat crop has been planted. As it continues to roll along, it's near 81% last year and 1 point behind the five-year average of 79%. The state's pasture and range condition rated 16% good to excellent, down 3 points from last week, 40 fair and 44% poor to very poor. This is the camp.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Way above average daytime highs again today before we get a brief cool down tomorrow. It'll warm up again on Thursday, and then Friday through the weekend, it'll feel a lot more fall-like with temperatures getting back down into the 60s. We do have a chance of a little precipitation late Thursday and overnight Thursday night with a mid-level low and a cold front dropping in from the northern Rockies. Won't do much for the drought conditions, but a tenth to a quarter of an inch of rain will be possible for a few areas. For now, dry air is still in place over Kansas, so we won't see any rain today. Some places will be hitting the upper 80s in southern Kansas, breezy through the afternoon. On the map, heading into this afternoon, upper-level high pressure is over the southern plains, but affecting the central plains, too, with a southwesterly flow and warm air coming in. This evening and overnight, a quick dry cold front will move through. No rain with that one, but it will usher in a somewhat cooler high pressure system tomorrow. The high moves off to the east early Thursday, followed by a warm front, so we're back in the 80s Thursday afternoon. Sunny, dry, and breezy. And then next up, we have a cold front that moves in Thursday night and early Friday. There will be a little bit of moist air moving in from the Gulf, so scattered showers and cooler temperatures get here Friday. The weekend looks cool, highs in the 60s and 70s. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, upper 70s to low 80s with low to mid 40s for the overnight. Low 80s in the north central counties tonight, mid to upper 40s. Low to mid 80s in the northeast and upper 40s to low 50s overnight. Low to mid 80s southwest and low to mid 40s for tonight's lows. Mid to upper 80s in the south central counties, low to mid 50s overnight, and for the southeast counties, upper 80s tonight, we're in the mid 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday, but sometimes we don't see what's right in front of us. Victory over cancer is in front of us. Right now, cancer research is saving lives. Cancer research, funded by the V Foundation, is leading to new discoveries and new treatments, and ultimately, one day, victory over cancer. Right now, one out of every two men and one out of every three women will get cancer in their lifetime. Now is your moment. You may save someone you love. The V Foundation has the skill, the speed, and the strength to achieve victory over cancer. Because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at v.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.